welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of April 22nd, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. The first thing we want to do today is to thank the local Dollar General store for donating several books to the library this past week. Several will be added to the library that we didn't have before, and the remainder that was given to us will give us a great start to our summer reading program donations. These books will be added to our bingo prizes for when we do our bingo days with the community. So again, thank you to Dollar General and their generosity. This next Tuesday on April 24th at 7 o'clock, the library board will be having their monthly meeting in the Johanna Schibelhut room at 7 o'clock. Some of the activities for this upcoming month of May for the library: we will be doing Free Comic Book Day again this year. It will be May 5th, 2018. That will be on a Saturday. So come on in. We will have some free comics that the public can take home with them and enjoy. And if they see something they like, you might want to check out some of the graphic novels in our graphic novel section and read some of those. Also, at the upcoming Golden Agers lunch on May 21st at noon, we'll be having a presentation by Diane Eekhoff, Women Soldiers of the Civil War. And this is brought to us by Humanities Kansas. This will be at the Kearney County Senior Center, which is at 305 North Kansas here in Lakin. Everybody is welcome, and it is a covered dish lunch, so be sure to come by and see the program that day. If you would like more information, you can contact the library at 355-6674. The City of Lakin's annual spring cleanup is going to be April 23rd through 27th. The materials must be separated and stacked near the alley. Materials are required to be separated into piles by types such as metal, plastic, wood, and appliances. Items that contain a combination of materials such as wood and metal require that the metal and wood be separated. The city crew no longer accepts tires, and no vehicles will be picked up. Items which are not separated will not be picked up either. For larger items, please contact the city office for arrangements at 355-6252, and they appreciate your cooperation in this spring cleanup. For the upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, on Tuesday the 24th, there's high school track at Satanta starting at 3 o'clock. On Thursday the 26th, there's middle school track at Yucatan. It will begin at 3 o'clock. And then on Friday the 27th, there's middle school track at Yucatan again at 9 o'clock in the morning. The Deerfield High School is having a senior golf tournament May 6th, beginning at 9 a.m. This will be at the golf course at South Wind. Sign up a team for four or sign up individually, and you will be placed on a team. Entry fees are $65 per team member, includes green fees, range balls, and cart rental. If you'd like to register, call Deerfield Schools and ask for Lisa Bowser or Ryan Gerwitz at 426-8401, or you can call South Wind at 275-4080. All proceeds go to the Deerfield High School senior class. For this upcoming week for the Lakin School District, on Monday the 23rd, there's high school boys golf. It will be at Cimarron at 1 o'clock. There's also high school boys baseball at Goodland, and it will begin at 4 o'clock. On Tuesday the 24th, there's high school JV boys golf at Southwestern Heights beginning at 10 in the morning. And then there's high school softball here versus Scott City and Cimarron, and it will begin at 3 o'clock. On Wednesday the 25th, there's the High Plains League Middle School Art Fair. It will be at Elkhart, and it begins at 10 o'clock in the morning. There will also be a High Plains League meeting at Elkhart as well, beginning at 10:30 that morning. On Thursday the 26th, there's high school JV boys golf at Stanton County beginning at 3 o'clock, and middle school track at Syracuse beginning at 4 o'clock. On Friday the 27th, there's high school track at Yucatan beginning at 3 o'clock, and high school boys golf at Yucatan beginning at 3 o'clock as well. On Saturday the 28th, the State Music Festival is going to be at southeast of Saline, and also high school JV softball tournament at Colby beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning. The Lakin School District also wants to remind everybody that there is no athletic banquet this year. It will be an activity assembly, which will be held Friday, May 4th at 8:15 in the morning in the Lakin Middle School Gymnasium. There will be a slideshow and awards will be presented, and this is open to the public. For this upcoming week for the Kearney County Senior Center, on Monday the 23rd, there's PATH exercises at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday the 24th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 9:30, and chair yoga at 10:30. On Wednesday, there's coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10, 10:45 is Bible study, and at noon is the meal site. And the meal for that day will be hamburger steak, mashed potatoes, peas and carrots, a roll, and cobbler. For Thursday the 26th, there will be coffee at 8, yoga at 9:30, and chair yoga at 10:30. On Friday the 27th, there's coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10, bridge at 1 o'clock, and then at 1:30, there's Swingin' 60s program. The Chantilly 4-H Club is having a community breakfast April 29th from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. It will be at the Kearney County Fairgrounds. There will be pancakes, sausage, coffee, and juice. This will be a free will donation, and the proceeds are to go to the High Plains Retirement Village Activity Fund. So if you would like to enjoy a breakfast with everybody in the community, be sure to mark your calendars for April 29th, 7:30 to 10:30 in the morning. The Kearney County Airport and the Kearney County Chamber of Commerce is putting on the Run, Drive, Fly to Lakin event on May 26th at the Kearney County Airport. Gates will open at 9 o'clock and admission is free. They will be featuring Brian Correll Air Shows and Outlaw Air Show. You can book a ride with the Outlaw Air Show at flyoutlaw.com. There will also be a fun run, a car show, vendors of all types, food trucks, and a potato salad throwdown. Also, there will be a Steve Desmond God and Country concert. There are many sponsors that have participated in this. To name some of the few, there's Valley Tire, Lake and Hay, Marcel Sisma, Kearney County Bank, Kearney County, Kearney County Wellness Coalition, the City of Lakin, Syracuse Dairy, Two Steps to Save a Life, Five Star Electric, Tri-Rotor, Colts Sand, and The Agency. So be sure to mark your calendars for that day on May 26th. Some of the times for some of the activities that are there. The air show will be determined because, of course, weather could play a factor in that. The fly-in is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The car show is also from that time. Flea market and food stands and kids activities and live DJ are all from 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 p.m. The best potato salad contest is to be determined. There will be car show awards at 3 o'clock. Other activities are a kids run, which will begin at 9 o'clock, and a 5K run walk for adults beginning at 9:30 a.m. This will be out at the airport as well. There will be free transportation from the museum to the airport if you would like to go out there that way and not have to park a vehicle. The Kearney County Museum is also going to be open that day from 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 in the afternoon. At 3:30 in the afternoon, the car show will have a parade and a cruise to the Flashbacks, where they will stop and enjoy a refreshment. There will be a school tour at 2 p.m. at the Lakin High School. Remember, alumni registration will be at 5 o'clock at the Kearney County Fair Building, and the banquet will be at 6 p.m. Also that evening is the Steve Desmond's God and Country concert beginning at 6 p.m. The location is still to be determined. If you would like more information, you can go to their Facebook page for any of the latest updates. That is at Run, Drive, Fly to Lakin, and that should bring up their Facebook page to keep up with updates. As I mentioned, they are going to be having a potato salad throwdown out there with this activity. This is sponsored by the Kearney County 4-H Council. Check-in is at 9:30 in the morning to 10 a.m., and this, again, is at the airport. Entry fee is $5. The judging will be based on taste, texture, and appearance. Entries must have a one-gallon container, and this needs to have a lid on it that will be left for the judging later on that day. There will be an award presentation after the judging. Also, there will be a public tasting. Free will donation to the Kearney County 4-H Council. You can get a small cup of each individual potato salad and see what they might taste like and say, hey, we might want to take that home and try to replicate it if the person's willing to give up the recipe. That might be the trick, everyone. But come on out that day on the 26th and have some fun at the airport. If you do want to take part in the potato salad throwdown, contact the Kearney County Extension Office at 355-6551. If you'd like to stay informed of any emergencies within the county, there's the Kearney County Emergency Alert System. You'll get alerts about emergencies and other important community news by signing up for the Emergency Alert System. This enables you to receive critical information quickly in a variety of different situations, such as severe weather, unexpected road closures, missing persons, or evacuations of buildings or neighborhoods. You choose what the alerts you want and how you will receive them. Some of the ways you can do that is by text message, mobile phone, home phone, business phone, or email. If you would like to sign up, you need to go to www.kearneycountykansas.com. And Kearney County, Kansas is all one word. So again, that is www.kearneycountykansas.com. You can contact Jared Webb at 355-8633 for more information. And along those lines, it is that time for severe weather. Remember that tornado sirens will be activated when there is deemed to be an immediate threat of severe weather. Tornado sirens are one solid blast that will continue to sound for 2 to 3 minutes and be repeated every 10 minutes until the threat is over. Storm shelters within the communities, if you do not have one yourselves, you need to go to these designated shelters. In Deerfield, it is the high school locker rooms. You will need to enter the high school through the designated door on the west side of the building. In Lakin, it is the Kearney County Courthouse, and you will need to enter through the front doors of the courthouse and proceed directly to the basement. For the Extension Office for this upcoming week, they will be having activities for the Extension Office this week. The 22nd is Earth. For the Extension Office this upcoming week, the 22nd is Earth Day. And there is also going to be an Ark River Festival at Garden City on the 23rd and 24th, which is the Monday and Tuesday. And then on Saturday the 28th, there's the Stanton County Beef Show. Some other activities for the community. On Monday the 23rd, there is the County Commissioners meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning. On the 24th, there's Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock that evening. On the 25th, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 is the way in, and 8 o'clock will be the meeting. And then there's also the Lakin City Council meeting at 6:30 that evening. On Thursday the 26th, there's the Kearney County Rescue meeting at 6:30, Lakin Gun Club at 7, and Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. Also remember that the Lakin Citywide Cleanup is this upcoming week. Producers are reminded to keep updated livestock inventory records. These records are necessary in the event of a natural disaster. When disaster strikes, the USDA Farm Service Agency, or FSA, can assist producers who suffered excessive livestock death losses and grazing or feed losses due to eligible natural disasters. To participate in livestock disaster assistance programs, producers will be required to provide verifiable documentation of death losses resulting from an eligible adverse weather event and must submit a notice of loss to their local FSA office within 30 calendar days of when the loss of livestock is apparent. For grazing or feed losses, producers must submit a notice of loss to their local FSA office within 30 calendar days of when the loss is apparent and should maintain documentation and receipts. Producers should record all pertinent information regarding livestock inventory records, including documentation of the number, kind, type, and weight of range of the livestock, and also beginning inventory supported by birth records or purchase receipts. For more information on documentation requirements, please contact your local FSA office. And with everything that's been happening with all the wildfires, I know some of our local agri-based businesses and ranchers have had some difficulties, so be sure to check with your FSA office to see if there's any assistance that they can provide you. Again, the library wants to thank our local Dollar General store for supplying several books to the library this last week. Their donation is very welcome. Several of the books will be included within the library that we did not already have. The rest will be given as prizes for our bingos for our summer reading program. So this has given us a great start for our donations for the summer reading program. So we want to thank Dollar General again for their generosity in doing this for us. It is greatly appreciated. If you and your family are seeing one of this year's movies at the theaters, remember, many of the adaptations are from novels or comic books. If you don't want spoilers, see the movie first. Or if you don't mind spoilers, then come by the library to check out the original source material before or after you see the movie. If we don't have it available, we can always see if we can locate it through our interlibrary loan program, where we check our local area libraries to see if they might have the material that we can borrow for our patrons. That's going to do it for us this week. We hope everybody enjoys their upcoming week visiting with their family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.